Carol Longmuir, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Colourful characters who inhabit Dundee streets have proved to be a source of inspiration for one of the city's best-known exports, comics. Now this has come full circle as the characters step back off the page and are immortalised in bronze. It says much about the stature of the firm that gave us these creations that its name, DC Thompson, is as recognisable as Desperate Dan, Dennis the Menace or Pa Brune. When the family newspaper publisher moved into the world of children's entertainment in 1937, its first comic, The Dandy, already showed innovation. Instead of dialogue being written below the picture panels, characters now spoke to the reader through speech balloons. If you met a Dundonian who said that they had worked as a balloonist for a living, they probably didn't take to the skies on a daily basis, but put words in Corky the Cat's mouth. The Beano followed the next year and was joined by the Beezer, the Topper, Star Blazer, the Victor and the New Hotspur, a comic-style relaunch of a boys' story paper that had been running since 1933, and many more. There was also the still popular Commando, which has been licensed by other countries and has been a huge success in Finland. If the boys had derring do and sporting heroics, girls could rush home from school and escape into the world of ballerinas, ponies and boarding schools, all available in the pages of Bunty, Mandy, Judy and for the little ones, Twinkle. These were the foundation of a comic and magazine family that entertained the nation through good times and bad. Even during the Second World War, the Dandy and the Beano brought smiles to little faces, alternating publication weeks due to wartime paper rationing. However, all of these had been preceded in 1936 by Scotland's most iconic comic creations, when Super Scamp Oor Wooly and Ample Family the Brunes first appeared in the Sunday Post. Today, the comic family has many of its own creations, but DC Thompson has also been entrusted with creating magazines for some of the biggest names in children's literature, including Jacqueline Wilson and Noddy. During the 1960s and 70s, even teenage magazines such as Jackie were a source of beautifully drawn picture stories, only being replaced with photo stories in the 1980s. The recent clamour for beautifully produced reprints of stories from Bunty magazine offer more than just nostalgia. They are a combination of excellent writers and talented comic artists working together to deliver a story to engage young and not so young minds. Appetite for comics, graphic novels and all forms of illustrated storytelling is strong, and we're better to research and study this global phenomenon than the University of Dundee. The Scottish Centre for Comic Studies, under the directorship of Professor Chris Murray, has not only pioneered the academic study of the art form, but also provided a hub for everyone who works in the industry. This is a place where researchers, teachers, students, archivists, artists, writers and publishers can exchange ideas at conferences, events and workshops. In 2011, the university was the first in the UK to offer the MLit in Comic Studies, with the School of Humanities and Duncan of Jordanson College of Art and Design also offering modules. This year, they cemented their commitment to the development of the field by appointing the first professor of comic studies in the world, Professor Murray, and a new comics lecturer, Dr. Gulnar Nabizadeh, both in the School of Humanities. Phil Vaughan at the School of Art and Design is also an expert in comics, and together this team deliver a Master's in Comic Studies, which is shared between the two schools. There are also undergraduate comic courses and currently 10 PhD students working on comics projects at Dundee, making Dundee the world leader in this emerging discipline. The comics team is involved in interdisciplinary research, working with psychologists to examine comics reading using eye-tracking technology as part of an ESRC-funded project. And they're also working with various colleagues and students to produce medical information comics, dealing with issues such as organ donation, heart disease and bullying, in projects that are supported by the NHS and the Leverhulme Centre for Forensic Science. Part of the unique nature of comics teaching and research at Dundee comes from the fact that research intersects with creative practice, with several of the teachers and students producing comics that illustrate the findings of their research as part of a public engagement and impact strategy that links critical and creative work. The result has been comics about Mary Shelley, H.G. Wells and British superheroes. These are mainly published through Universe, an imprint set up to help publicise the work of comics students, helping them to gain work in the industry, a strategy that has seen some notable successes. Dundee has a thriving comic scene and the university is very active in supporting it, but it is also making a considerable impact on the world of comics and comics research and teaching worldwide. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check our website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.